727-5555.
Looking for some good wings? Wing Bones on Oakland Avenue in Rock Hill and Congress Street in New York has 20 different flavors.
Wing Bones.
Serve sloppy, wet, and messy, or seasoned and grilled. Wing Bones also has delicious burgers, salads, and more. Wing Bones. Fresh, affordable, delicious.
Cakes and cookies, toys and gifts.
It's the shopping event of the season, the Southern Christmas Show, November 14th through 24th at the Park Expo and Conference Center. Explore a woodland Christmas with forest-inspired decorations for the merriest time of year. And shop hundreds of booths to find one-of-a-kind gifts for everyone on your list. Buy tickets online and save at southernchristmasshow.com.
Let's go to the Southern Christmas Show.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I get no doubt.
And good Friday morning to you. You have landed right here on Palmetto Mornings. The time is 8:39. The temperature is 47 degrees under sunny conditions. It's going to be cold throughout the day, so make sure you grab that coat if it's not too late. If not, just borrow your coworker's coat and just bundle up.
I'll bring it right back.
That's it. I'll bring it back on Monday, right? Famous last words. All right. You've listened to Palmetto Mornings here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. And, you know, when it comes to democracy, we all want it to work, and we want it to work well. But the question is, what are you doing to make it work better? Well, in studio, Katarina Moyon is here with to talk about the League of Women's Voters and explain what they're all about. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you.
For a minute, I almost said close-up Fort Mill TK, and then I went, wait, what show is this?
That's
Palmetto
okay.
Mornings.
I've said seeing too many times, so we get a mulligan.
Well, this is such a great topic because we see how low voter turnout is, especially as it relates to off-presidential election years. Tell us about the League of Women Voters.
Well, the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. It's nationwide. We have a League of Women Voters South Carolina with a number of other smaller leagues across the state. It encourages informed, active participation in government and works to increase understanding of major political issues and also the influences of public policy through education and advocacy. So we don't ever support or oppose candidates for office or political party. We want to make sure that everybody knows about every candidate that's out there and every issue that's out there. And it is called the League of Women Voters, but we welcome anyone regardless of gender or political perspective or race or age.
And that's really the name because it's, I mean, it goes way back in history.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So more than ever, I think we are at a time when we need to understand the implications from a nonpartisan place. So how do you do that? How do you reach the community?
The League, it advocates for just more voter awareness, more voter turnout. One of the most important things that the League does is make sure that everyone has access to voter registration across the state. The League in South Carolina also has an online platform called Voter 411, where they put information on all of the candidates that are out there and all the ballot initiatives, anything that may be on the ballot that people are interested in. It offers a nonpartisan perspective on those issues.
To Patty's point, it is so disheartening to hear, as we saw with the election this week, voter turnout it at least is in the double digits, but we didn't even crack 20% in most of our races. It hovered around 15 to 18%. In the age that we live in, I find it so such a head scratcher that where you can get any information on any topic that you want, sometimes getting learning more about these political candidates, it's sometimes easy and sometimes hard. So do you work with candidates in terms of how to get the message out there? Where's the disconnect between the voters not voting and the candidates not getting their message out there?
Well, one thing that the League does is it asks all of the candidates the same three questions or four questions on the Voter 411 website so that you can see the response that each person gives to those questions in hopes that people will go on there and take a look at those answers because it's free, it's accessible, and it also is nonpartisan. It's not edited at all. The information that's on there is what the actual candidate says. And so we hope that that bridges some of that disconnect.
Oh, so
that
helpful.
That is so, so good.
Yeah.
Now, do we have an organization here in York County?
We used to have a League of Women Voters in York County. It was very active through the 1960s, from the 1960s through the 1990s. In fact, we were looking in the archives and found that in the 60s, they held the same meeting in the morning and at night to just make sure that everyone was accommodated despite their work schedules. So
wow. That
league was very active. It went all the way into the late 80s. They hosted programs on dozens of topics, including nuclear energy, healthcare, education, international relations, all sorts of things. And in 1988, the Rock Hill League actually held a voter registration drive at all the local high schools and registered 628 new voters that year.
What happened? It just fizzled?
I'm not sure.
Leadership?
But it did. You know, things changed, I guess.
Sure. Comfort.
And it stopped being a league in Rock Hill. And so we're looking to reconstitute the league. We think that this would be really important to our growing community.
And is that what some of the discussion will be on Wednesday, November the 13th at the Loom in Fort Mill?
Yes.
Okay.
So we would like to reconstitute the league. So that night we have members from across South Carolina leagues coming up to Fort Mill to talk about what the league does and some of the most pressing issues in this election cycle. And we're hoping to get a nice group of people who are interested in restarting the league in York County that night.
You know what's so
very relevant right now.
Yeah. Yes. What's so refreshing, nonpartisan.
Yes.
Because today on anything you do, you have to pick a side. You're either a Republican or a Democrat. You're either a Carolina fan or a Clemson fan. You're either with this social issue or this social issue. There's no more a gray area. And like, well, I can be both, right? I can be this and be that. So this is nonpartisan, which is so nice and so refreshing, again, to be able to get information straight from the faucet and not watered down and filtered and everything else in between.
That's right. And you don't have to pick a side, but people do pick a
sure,
side.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it probably
right?
makes for very lively conversation
That's
when
right.
you get women together, because it's not about all being of one mind. It's about being able to discuss from different perspectives and respect, and maybe even walk away agreeing to disagree.
Right. Or learning something new.
Or learning
yes.
something new. If you're yeah. if you're willing to listen, you have that opportunity.
That's right.
So are you asking that people RSVP for this event?
We would love it if they could RSVP on the League of Women Voters South Carolina Facebook page. The event is free. It's open to anyone, but we would just like to know, I guess, how many cookies to buy for people who are coming.
That's right.
And we'll be talking a little bit that night about some of the major platform issues that the league focuses on, such as just election security with our new voting machines that we have in South Carolina. Voting registration and access, candidate information, and anything election related that people want to know about. And also, we'll be talking about redistricting and some of the bills that are before the South Carolina legislature right now. The league is bipartisan and would like to have a redistricting commission that considers what's best practices across the state that's used nationally. Mm. And then also ethics reform and money in politics.
Yes.
Those are some of the issues, just very yeah. election focused that
Great.
The league looks at.
Speaking of politics, yeah. we cannot let you leave without sharing your what you do every day from Winthrop University.
My day job at Winthrop University is to be the director of the West Forum, which is the sort of civic and political engagement arm of the university for students and the community. So we bring speakers in on various political topics, anything from civil discourse to candidates who are running for office to just general speakers who we think the public would be interested in hearing from, like about education reform in South Carolina or any of the other sort of legislative initiatives we have going on. And today we have Joe Sestak, Admiral Joe Sestak, coming to Winthrop University at 12 o'clock. He'll be in McFeet House. He's a Democratic presidential candidate in the Democratic primary this time around. So we welcome anybody to that event. It's also free, and you just need to show up.
I'm just curious, too. How do you decide where on the university's campus to, host? Do you kind of try to anticipate crowd size?
Oh, absolutely. We try try to anticipate crowd size. We also have to think about the space constraints that we have. And the more notice we have, of course, the better we can organize ourselves. And in a presidential election year like this one, where we have so many candidates, we really just try to cater each event to what the candidate we think is going to need.
Okay. And then is it up to you to provide security for
the candidate? Yes. So we work with the candidate to make sure that they have the right kind of security that they need, and anything else like lighting and video equipment and all that kind of stuff. We just work with them to make sure all of that happens.
That's a pretty cool day job.
Yeah, it's
you
not
meet
bad.
A lot of people.
It's not bad.
Awesome.
Well, the meeting of the League of Women Voters, if you're interested, men or women, does not matter. Anyone can come out. It's this Wednesday, November the 13th, 6 to 8 at the studios at Loom there on Academy Street in Fort Mill.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Very good stuff. Thank you so much, Katarina Moyon. Yeah, talking Women's League of Voters.
It is 8:49 on this Friday morning, 46 degrees. Let's get another check of that morning commute with Stephen Stone.
Clear, and our final look at our Friday morning traffic commute. York County still working some non-injury accidents at York Street at South Carolina 49, also Sutton Road at Harris Road, Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, Selinies Road, and Rock Hill, busy but accident-free. 77 northbound out of York County to the state line, that's a good ride. North of the border, working an accident inbound Statesville Avenue just before I-85, also inbound Providence Road at Ardrickell Road. In the traffic center, I'm Stephen Stone.
Watching the rain showers move out this morning, the clouds are clearing as well. The wind is settling in, so is the cold. Temps will barely warm up to the low 50s this afternoon. That's the full day of sunshine. Very breezy this afternoon, calm this evening, and lets us drop back in the upper 20s by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Keith Monday from Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
The most comfortable call you can make, hospitality, heating, and